In this tutorial, we will review core measure number 10 of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure number 10 is to incorporate clinical laboratory results. The objective for core measure number 10 is to incorporate clinical laboratory test results as structured data in MedEnt. For stage 2 of meaningful use, over 55% of all clinical lab test results over 55% of all clinical lab test results For stage 2 of meaningful use, over 55% of all clinical lab test results ordered by the eligible provider during the reporting period must be recorded in MedEnt as structured data. The only clinical lab tests that will be included in the Meaningful Use Stage 2 report are those whose results are expressed in a positive or negative affirmation or in a numerical format. For stage 2 of meaningful use, over 55% of all clinical lab test results ordered by the eligible provider during the reporting period must be recorded in MedEnt as structured data. The only clinical lab tests that will be included in the Meaningful Use Stage 2 report are those whose results are expressed in a positive or negative affirmation or in a numerical format. The only clinical lab tests that will be included in the Meaningful Use Stage 2 report are those whose results are expressed in a positive or negative affirmation or in a numerical format. An eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this measure only if they do not order any lab tests that have results with a positive, negative affirmation or numeric format. An eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this measure only if they do not have any lab tests that result with a positive, negative affirmation or numeric format during the meaningful use reporting period. The lab results measure report will search for each clinical lab test that is The lab results measure report will search for each clinical lab test that has been entered. The lab results measure report will search for each clinical lab test that has been entered. The lab results measure report will search for each clinical lab test that has been entered. It is very important that the eligible provider is enter. It is very important that the eligible provider enters all laboratory tests as an order in the lab section of the patient's chart to ensure accurate results in the measure report. It is very important that the eligible provider enters all laboratory tests as an order in the lab section. It is very important that the eligible provider enters all laboratory tests as an order in the lab section of the patient's chart to ensure accurate results in the measure report. The lab orders must have an equi- The lab orders must have an acquired date that falls during the eligible provider's meaningful use reporting period in order to be counted in the report. Each lab test. Each lab test with a valid acquired date. Each lab test with a valid acquired date. Each lab test with a valid acquired. Each lab test with a valid acquired date. Each lab test with a valid acquired date in the patient's lab order section will be counted in the report. Each lab test with a valid acquired date in the patient's lab order section. Each lab test with a valid acquired date in the patient's lab order section will be counted in the report. This means that the eligible provider's measured denominator could be very high. Each lab test with a valid acquired date. Each lab test with a valid acquired date in the patient's lab order section will be counted in the report. This means that the eligible provider's measured denominator could be very high. The report numerator will include any clinical lab test that has a positive, negative, or numeric value entered in the results field. The report numerator will include any clinical lab test that has a positive, negative, or numeric value entered in the results field. The lab test results can be received electronically through a lab clearinghouse, or they may be entered manually by the user. The report will only include lab tests that have been marked with certain tests. The report will only include lab tests that have been marked with a certain testing status. The report will only include lab tests that have been marked with a certain testing status. The following is a list of statuses that will be included in the lab results measure report. The following is the list of statuses that will be included in the lab results measure report. You may also review the list of valid lab testing statuses. You may also review the list of valid testing statuses in the lab results measure section. You may also review the list of valid testing statuses in the lab results section of the MedEnt manual. You may also review the list of valid testing statuses in the lab results section of the MedEnt manual. Clicking the lab results div in the Measures Not Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard will prompt a pop-up to appear with options to run and rerun a report, view the report detail and provider comparison graph, and access the lab results section of the MedEnt manual. Clicking the lab results div in the Measures Not Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard will prompt a pop-up to appear with options to run and rerun a report, view the report detail and provider comparison graph, and access the lab results section of the MedEnt manual. The MedEnt manual provides a list of lab results that will be excluded from the measure report if they are entered into the The MEDDNT manual provides a list of lab results that will be excluded from the measure report if they are entered into the results section of the clinical lab test. The MEDDNT manual provides a list of lab results that will be excluded from the measure report if they are entered in the results section of a clinical lab test. Clicking Access MEDDNT manual will forward you to the lab results screen where you Clicking Access MEDDNT manual will forward you to the lab results screen where the eligible provider can review the list of excluded results. Clicking the Access MEDDNT manual will forward you to the lab results screen where the eligible provider can review the list of excluded results. When the eligible provider has recorded lab results as structured data for over 55% of all patients seen in the reporting period, the lab results measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. When the eligible provider has recorded lab results as structured data for over 55% of all patients seen in the When the eligible provider has recorded lab results as structured data for over 55% of all patients seen in the reporting period, the lab results measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Lab Results Measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Lab Results Measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Lab Results Measure video tutorial.